Casey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another episode right here, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University, coming to you on this Tuesday morning, February 24th, 2026. Very first time on this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning into the latest episode of the Pro Project Podcast. I will get, plenty to get into. It's K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is football, which we'll get into in just a moment. Recruiting update, or I should say commit to K-State over the weekend from last weekend. We'll get into that first. We'll touch on the disappointment that was Baylor either later on this afternoon or after work. Or tomorrow at some point, but damn. But anyways, yes, football, men's, women's basketball, women's tennis, women's golf, men's, women's indoor track and field, and so much more. We thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Well, football. Yes, I mentioned that. Obviously, the big drive that drives the K-State Athletics Department, as we could probably say that for all of the universities, obviously, but in particular, with this university, right? We had some news, a commit from over the weekend. Dewayne Jones committed to K-State last Sunday. There, Dewayne Jones is the, now, I'm not familiar with Wayne Jones, his brother there who played, This is actually not even for this year's coming year's class. This is for 2027. So, and we've seen this on the women's basketball side with Maddie Vickery, who's very popular among obviously Twitter/X on K-State Nation. Is that concerning? She's making her comeback to Washburn Rule. I have seen that unfold there as well. Her comeback there as well. So, obviously, bleeding purple, obviously, like, Terrence kind of reminds me again of the whole Terrence Ives deal. You know, hey, I grew up a K-State, and despite, you know, all the NIL and things like that, I'm committed. You don't see that very often. Again, you don't see that very often with athletes now, and I have said it at some point of a time at case when it comes to this podcast, and yeah, you're not gonna see that ever. You might see that once in a blue moon, or maybe even twice, but it's a rarity now that you get a athlete that stays at K-State for four, whether it's K-State or any other university for 4 years there as well. Yeah, this is actually and I don't know who was the first to commit. Maybe we talked about that. Maybe we haven't, because we have talked about, I feel like we've talked about so much recruiting that we haven't talked about on a show, there as well. But yeah, this is the second, according to legit sources, obviously, this is the second commitment for 2027 there as well. So Dewayne Jones made his announcement last Sunday, so he didn't want to really mess, he didn't mess around there. And this guy right now, he's originally from Tulsa, Oklahoma, 6'3", defensive lineman, 265, and he is coming, he's going to be coming from, yeah, I just said Tulsa, Oklahoma, did not, yeah, I did, yeah, it is. So he's right now the 7th-ranked player in the state of Oklahoma. And, yeah, so he made this very, very quickly. And we've seen this more. And this is why I say you're not going to see this, because we've seen a lot of early commits. And then they commit somewhere else. or they watch the season where the team is in. They having a crappy season or whatever. So, I don't think I want to play here. Well, with this staff, the new staff of Colin Klein, head coach of this team, the new football head coach of this team, and what he has assembled together, and those episodes are coming, because I worked on one while we're on hiatus last week. That's going to come out. I'm going to be working on another one probably this morning instead of the basketball. And then I'm still going to get into track and field. That's why I said we got a lot to get into here as the last week of February starts to unfold there as well. So, again, I'm going to start doing – I know, yeah, football is down the road, but it's going to be here in the snap of the finger for too long there as well. He set up a official visit in the summer there as well. So he also told Go Power Cat that K-State had felt like home for quite some time. That feeling, in addition to the staff's relationship, was a driving factor in his decision. As I just said there, again, we use that quote-unquote family. The main thing that drives K-State, the family, the whole family thing, again, it's fascinating, right? I'm going to get into this with some of these, and I can pinpoint, start creating a lot of content by just how these assistants are feeling, right? I did listen to Christian Ellsworth over the weekend. I'm going to record an episode on that. An episode probably come out, which I recorded one with Jordan Peterson. Well, I didn't talk to Jordan Peterson, but I talked about Jordan Peterson's presser on one of the off-air recordings. That's going to come out at some point there as well. So, yeah. So you have that going on. Here you have it in a quote here. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. A 2027 commit to K-State over the weekend. That and a person of Dwayne Jones, Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, All Things K-State Sports. He is an Oklahoma native here. Let me see. Yeah, so Jones. Got him in a quote here again, saying, quote, K-State has always felt like family since my brother played there. I've seen how they treat their players, and I really feel the love from the staff. They're building something special that excites me. And he said that early on in the moat. That's in end quote that he was talking to Gold Powercat there as well. And here's kind of a little bit. Now, again, I haven't seen much. I haven't seen nothing. Dwayne Jones, mind you, but this was big news from over the weekend. So figure, you know what? We'll just talk about it here in the show. And this was a little bit of a scout here comment here that I'm getting here, saying, quote, a player who is incredibly, this is somebody, a recruit. This is somebody who's watched Dwayne Jones. Quote, a player who is incredibly athletic on the inside, is smaller weight, allows him to play both on the edge and on the inside in high school, using his agility and speed in the middle. Single blocking him has chosen to be difficult for the opposing lineman, especially in the pass game. On the edge, his advanced upper body strength helps him fight through offensive tackles with several pass rush moves in his bag. Jones' flexibility appears to be one of the bright spots of his game, end quote. Dwayne Jones also tweeted it out as well when he made that announcement there as well. So, K-State beat, of course, Colin Klein's former coaching team, Texas A&M, LSU, to be of note, Missouri. You beat a lot of SEC teams in this. Missouri, Auburn, Arkansas, and then there's Arizona State, Nebraska, and Cal, and there is more on there as well. So you be a stat load of SEC teams to get them. And, again, I think we're all anxious to see what happened with football, but baseball is off to a strong start. And speaking of which, here, as I'm sitting here recording tonight, 2-game set on the road. Let me see if I can bring it back up. I talked about this yesterday on the show a little bit. On here, let me bring it right back up. Let me see. Let me get out of here real quick. So I was sitting recording this podcast, which will probably end up coming out first thing this morning, and then something else will come out later on. Louisiana 2-game set begins tonight there for K-State baseball. As K-State baseball off to its best start since 2011, they look to get off to a good start in a 2-game set. Louisiana today and tomorrow. And that game one of a 2-game set, starts at 6. And then game two is tomorrow at 6. And then later on tomorrow, midday, you got the men's basketball team. And will be in Boulder to get on Colorado there as well. So, get off that for, yeah, baseball right now, hey, off to a strong start. So again, up to the big three, baseball right now, doing some good things right now, and we'll see what happens if they can take care of Louisiana here today, tonight, and tomorrow night there as well. Yeah, but football, everybody's turned eyes on that. But hey, we got baseball still left here in this athletic calendar year of 2025-26. And they're off to, and they have a strong, strong team. I believe they're going to be right there in the mix in the Big 12, seeming like the Big 12 gave them a crappy preseason ranking mid-pack. I'm going to continue to bring that up. But I'm very intrigued. This staff, at least as far as listening to three, I listened to Colin Klein interview with KSN, which there's going to be an episode now. See, we're getting a lot of creative. I know, again, football's down the line, but there's so much to talk about when it comes to the staff. We can only guess what's going to happen for at least that professed. You want to get back to a winning program. Not that, you know, Chris, the climate area was, but it was falling off there. And you have an elite quarterback like an Avery. I can talk so much by just listening. But, yeah, but Dwayne Jones, this is an early commit. The second of 2027. This was big news from last Sunday. Dwayne Jones, K-State. I don't know Wayne Jones. But apparently he went to K-State. So, again, the whole quote-unquote family driving this thing home. Dwayne Jones committed to K-State over the weekend. D-tackle there. And, obviously, that's not this year's Clyde. That's not this year. He won't be playing this year, obviously. He's still down there in Oklahoma. But he'll be in Manhattan, obviously, next season there as well. And by then, we will definitely know how the first year of the Klein era unfolded. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where a podcast found for Rainbow daily, which is to record Kansas State content. We're back after a week hiatus last week. We're back, daily podcast, sometimes, yes, an episode, but lately it's been two episodes, like tonight. And then every once in a while, like last Friday, three episodes. Make sure you're tapped into this podcast. Subscribe, hit the alarm bell, time to update your content daily. Y'all be first to be notified about it. And second, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Dwayne Jones committing to K-State over the weekend. The second player in the 2027 class. Alex Aiden out there in Southern California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. It's been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Go Cats.